This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to get to Supreme Court's record today advocating darkness. I promise we will get to that because people are talking about the games that these kids are playing. Before we do that, I also want to let you know that there's a whole lot of censorship going on around this school shooting, and it should concern every one of you. Interestingly enough, if there's any objections to this school shooting, in any sense of the word, it's been scrubbed by YouTube, by Facebook, and Twitter altogether. They have, together in unison, the corporate media, owned by six corporations worldwide, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News, the list goes on. They're all bought and paid for by the same people, and this is exactly why they're all going the same direction. They are all standing behind David Hogg, calling anybody that objects to the narrative that's been set concerning that shooting that allegedly took place in Florida as a conspiracy theorist. Here we go again. See, folks, if you would act out the law that you are, I guarantee you, you brought forth consequence, law, prosecution, to judgment. I promise you there would be no conspiracy theory whatsoever because people would be afraid of the consequence if they were part of a conspiracy. This is called what's taking place on a nationwide basis, leading through opposition. The liars are trying to tell you another lie to set the narrative, and they want you to believe it. Yesterday, I had a former sheriff from Florida on the radio talking about drills that were taking place inside of that school. We've never done those sorts of drills before. I talked to an investigative police officer in Alaska, another friend of mine yesterday. We've never done drills like that before. Drills inside of a public schools, again, not one, two, but three drills in one day. And folks, put two and two together. The police tell them after the second drill, when they commence on their third drill, they begin their third drill, friends, then all of a sudden, they're going to start shooting off blanks in the school, and you're supposed to act like this is a real scenario, a real situation. And folks, timing-wise, immaculate timing, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes an expelled student inside of the third drill, Nicholas Cruz. And he is, folks, for the most part, what I see and what we have seen thus far, one that's taken the fall for a whole lot of missing information around the school shooting. There's cameras. We're told from the students that there's cameras on the way in and on the way out. That has not been released. Nobody's seen the carnage. Yet when you go online and go to Columbine, it's all over the place. They even got suicide pictures, allegedly, that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold committed suicide. Eric Harris's head's completely blown off. You can easily find this online. How come you can find nothing with that of Parkland High School? Or even that of Sandy Hook, by the way. And when I was bringing up the fact that they're leading through opposition, they've already got the American people in a debate over the Second Amendment. Isn't that crazy? Hey, let me tell you this. Failure to support the Second Amendment will lead to the loss of all of your other freedoms. You do understand that, right? Because dictators of the past understood this. Because once you disarm a people, then you have successfully conquered that nation. Who said that? Any dictator of the past. In other words, more specifically, you must first disarm to conquer. Adolf Hitler said that. I want to tell you when these shootings, for the most part, are going to stop. These shootings are going to quit when people put a stop to being led to the debate floor concerning their gun rights. When the American people stand up and say, you are not taking away my right to bear arms because they are not for sale, and I'm not asking corrupt governments in this country, the modernized version of American government today, for approval to bear arms to protect me and my family, or a tyrant if need be. I think people need to understand the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution and why our forefathers did not arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from those that were doing the hunting. Namely, during that time, the tyrant King George, who was doing his best to disarm our forefathers, who gave us the right to bear arms, and they knew all the while why they were giving us the right to bear arms. In case it happens again, friends, it's happening again. Folks, the Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all of other rights that have been given unto us by our Creator. Our rights come from our Creator. And again, the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons, of course, in the Bible that they used as their bedrock for civil law. Common law. That's what it's called. It's called common law. And the people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government of the people. We are the government, America. We are the government. It's not they, the government, trying to disarm us. No, you have gotten in your minds that there's a separation between the government and we, the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. That means they work for us, and those that are working for us are violating their constitutional oaths that they promised that they would uphold. Therefore, they need to be removed, because if they are not removed, your arms will be seized. Sooner or later. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by constraint of Christian morals, period. The civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of its citizens. For that government ceases to be of and for the people, period. That's what you're seeing today. And isn't it interesting, friends, how your government's modernized version of government, which is foreign to the American Constitution, isn't it interesting how they can go and have your kids fight unconstitutional wars all across the world? And isn't it interesting how they put M4s or M16s or sniper rifles into their hands to go ahead and kill the enemy that they have in your mind that they put there? Isn't that interesting how that works?
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got some more audio for you today, and then we're going to get over to the Supreme Court's version of free speech and its record and how they are advocating darkness. Before I do that, I was just talking about how this is being led through opposition. Isn't it interesting they're already having debates, gun debates? And the reason they're doing that is because they know that they can get you there. Isn't it interesting that the American people haven't taken the time to turn around and see the evidence of the shooting first and foremost? You've already forgot about that, haven't you? You've already forgot about that, folks. We haven't seen the videos. We've heard from eyewitness after eyewitness after eyewitness, by the way, which has been scrubbed from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Why? And then all of a sudden, here comes the corporate media all in unison together, allied, calling anybody that questions David Hogg, this alleged student, a conspiracy theorist. Oh, are we not to question the narrative that the media gives, friends? I mean, how many times do they need to lie to you? How many times do they need to create stories for you? How many times have they covered for those that are, in fact, committing the act of conspiracy? I mean, folks, this is the same media that keeps putting Hillary Clinton up, and the Clintons as if they're legitimate. The same thing with Barack Hussein Obama, as if he's legitimate. The fact of the matter is, America, you need to pay attention to the details, because when I'm talking to sheriffs, even in the backyard of Parkland High School, they're questioning what's going on. And it's interesting, they never heard the eyewitness accounts. They only heard that which the state-controlled media wants you to hear. And I want to tell you something, friends, and you need to listen to this. Those that mean to censor you mean to control you. When you have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube shutting down any objectionable thought concerning what took place in Parkland, you have a problem. And I've shared with you, friends, and I'll share with you again, is it not interesting? I have yet to hear audio or video of a student that saw the shooter. I have yet to see or hear one student tell me they saw the shooter. The one that you've been led to believe, folks, Nicholas Cruz, who is the shooter, apparently this is the state-controlled narrative's media and their narrative once again. It's interesting to note they have a closed case already, but we have eyewitnesses that were actually talking to him during the school shooting. He didn't have tactical gear on. He didn't have an M16 in his hand, friends. But we do know not one, but two, but three, folks, three drills were going off, and that for some reason, anybody that talks about what really took place inside of that school, all of a sudden they're a conspiracy theorist? Are you kidding me, America? How many conspiracies need to take place and unravel over time before you finally figure that they're pulling one over on you again? Show us the video. Everybody will shut down. Everybody will simmer down. We have every right in the world to ask questions as to what took place into that school. And it's interesting, even the students can't answer the questions. The students can't even answer the questions. Where's the carnage? Where's the coverage? Take Nicholas Cruz. Let him be put on a live interrogation across the waves, television airwaves. We can handle it. We're big boys and girls. Let us know for ourselves what took place there. Because what we see is everybody's talking about two and three shooters. Well, guess what? If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the wrong answers, right? They've already got you in a gun debate. Yeah, whoa. Rewind. Slow down. Show us the evidence. Show us what took place. And by the way, folks, when it comes to false flags, it doesn't mean that there wasn't someone inside of that school popping off and killing off a bunch of innocent people. No, that's not what it means at all. False flag attacks are when the government's involved and we see, folks, fingerprints of a conspiracy all over this school shooting, like it or not, and I don't care what you call me, but the fact of the matter is, friends, when they're going for your guns, I think what they're doing, folks, first and foremost, is telling on themselves as to who's behind what's going on here. The students don't even know. Students don't even know, but they already got you in a debate. I played some audio of David Hogg the other day, how he was being led by the media. You can clearly hear it. As a matter of fact, go ahead and listen to this. Go ahead, Sam.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill, so we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice. Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
Okay, you're fine, David. You're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, I was kind of in... I was...
This is him stopping and starting, friends.
I don't know how to put this in perspective.
Kim?
So most of my friends that made it out... One of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe in the same hallway as the shooter. One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. He was in there at the same time, and he was in the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live.
Now, this is also the same student that was in California, and now he's over in Florida as a student, which is all in question. But again, friends, if you question any of the narrative, folks, they'll scrub it. As a matter of fact, the audio that I just played for you, couldn't find it this morning. Any of the people asking questions and posting videos on YouTube, it was all scrubbed. Do you not know? Do you not have eyes to see? Do you not have ears to hear? Folks, this is not lawful. This is called censorship. Let the people decide as to what took place there. But first of all, show us the evidence. And by the way, I also wanted to let you know, too, there is no gun debate. We're not talking about a gun debate. I have rights given unto me by my God, my Creator. I ain't moving from that, period. Guess what? The school shootings are going to stop for a good portion of them. And guess what? Then we don't have to talk about conspiracy theory anymore because the government realizes that it's now their job to enforce the law rather than to tear away at the law concerning our God-given rights. See, this is called leading through opposition. This is a communist tactic, friends, to lead the people to debate without even having the facts. and they're doing their best to get everybody thinking that you're a conspiracy theorist if you question anything. Well, listen, let me ask you something. If we are wrong in questioning the narrative, then can I ask you a question? Why is it that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube just expunged, scrubbed, whitewashed any opposition to the narrative? Why was it that corporate media, all of them together, called those that were questioning the narrative theorists? Why? You know, I told you that story, friends, and I want to tell you again. About a year and a half ago, I was online and I posted something. And he was an older gentleman. He said, you know, I was told 50 years ago the things that are in play today were conspiracy theories. He said, in the present, I found out that they weren't theories at all. They were conspiracies. Folks, when you look at the history of the media, folks, even if they don't have the story, they will literally create it. I've got a video called Outfoxed. Go to Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube, Outfoxed. And you will literally watch them in a green room play that they were over in the Middle East. The reason they did that is they had to create a war. Remember the saying, take the pictures, I'll create the war? Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. America, they haven't even taken the pictures concerning the school shooting. How is it that they've created this debate? You got to slow your roll, and you got to think about it. One of the things that I said to you right before the break, friends, is isn't it interesting? The same government that is calling for disarmament in this country, because that's what it's leading to incrementally. Isn't it interesting, friends, that when it's a war, and it's an unconstitutional war like so many that have been fought, isn't it interesting how they'll take your kids, train them up, put guns in their hands, M4s, M16s, sniper rifles, whatever the case is, to go kill the enemy that they have created in your minds to take out. But when they come back, they want to disarm them folks too. And folks, let me remind you of something. This is the media that is attempting to set the narrative on the school shooting and this gun debate that has lied to you over and over and over again. They've been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal. Even out of their own mouths, when they tell you that they've been busted, the American people say, well, I don't believe it, but yet when they set another narrative, you're right there to drink in the Kool-Aid. And then you side with them, and then you begin to call people that are calling forth real questions concerning what's going on here. That's conspiracy theories. Hey, folks, the conspiracy is the fact that you have YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook censoring free speech in this country. You have the media setting the narrative all together now, in unison. When are you going to wake up, America? This is about shooting down, literally, your freedom of speech. Find out what censors you, and you will find out who means to control you. And remember, if freedom of speech is taken away, dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep led to the slaughter. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Do check out my YouTube page, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, stick to the topic. We're going to be changing up in just a moment here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Want to let you know as well, friends, concerning my thoughts concerning this shooting and how they've already got this rush to judgment without the American people even knowing what happened in that public school, because the narrative that the media is setting counters that of the students. Got some brand new audio for you. Again, I want you to listen carefully. These are three different students. Again, listen carefully. This is what's been expunged. This has been what has been whitewashed. This is what they're attempting to censor so your ears don't hear the facts. Listen carefully.
Go outside so they start shooting up. So they start shooting from the first floor up, because there's only two exits in the freshman building, so everybody started running to the other exit, but that's when the other shooter started coming up. So everybody, and then I thank God to this teacher who opened up her door, and like all of us, like, she got shot in the arm trying to open the door, and then the other teacher, he got shot in the head trying to cut the other student, and it was like an hour, like it felt like years waiting for them. And then after all that, we finally got out, and like they started yelling at us to keep focus and pay attention ahead, the army, because they didn't want us to see the bodies that they hid in the corner. They were putting masks over them so we couldn't see them, but there was dust all over the floor from the
Do you think there was more than one?
There's very few.
How terrifying. Hold on 1 second now. How terrifying.
It was pretty damn terrifying because they were putting us through drills and we all thought
this was a drill,
but it wasn't. And then we just started hearing the gunshots. And it was really terrifying because my class, the class I ran into, he started shooting through the floor and he came through and he started shooting the cabinet and nothing. And then they started, and then he ran back outside to shoot the other teacher who was closing the other door for the kids. But he didn't get the closed door and he was just there. And so we were all just discussing each other, like, shut up.
They could only hear him. They couldn't see him, say they.
Because he thought it was free, but he got shot, and then we heard the groaning outside. So we couldn't do anything.
What was the shooter? Tell me, besides, hey, what was he saying?
He wasn't doing anything. He was legit. He just ran up the stairs, started shooting, and you could see a bunch of kids just going down that way, just stopping. But they could, the other shooters.
So everybody was screaming.
Hang on, stop for a second. Folks, remember the audio that we played from a couple different students said that after the third drill, the police told the students, friends, that they were going to shoot off blanks in the high school. And notice how the students are continuously talking about what they heard. And this is what I keep going back to. I haven't heard or seen any student come forward and tell us what they saw. And yet again, there's school videos that have not been released to we the people. Again, release the videos, and then we'll be satisfied. We'll let it go to bed where it belongs. But the fact of the matter is, that's not happening. Just like that of Sandy Hook, by the way. And that one's called into question by many as well. And of course, the media would have you believe they're theorists too. No, why are you making us an enemy because we want questions answered? I mean, isn't that what common sense brings into this equation? I mean, if 17 students are dead, we want to see them. And isn't it interesting, friends, before you know it, without having the facts, CNN has a debate. We found out that they were all scripted questions. We found out from the students that wouldn't go along, that came out and told you, I played the audio, that they gave me scripted questions. They were not questions that I wanted to ask. Folks, these high school students, the ones that they have, small in number though they be, high school students shouting no more guns, folks, just think about that. Who taught them that? The educational system, which is not the educational system, but the indoctrinational system, friends, where the federal government, listen carefully, the federal government taught them what you're hearing from them today. No more guns, no more guns. Who wants to disarm you more than your federal government, America? Come on, do the math. Who taught them that we want no more guns in a society? Who taught the young people it's better not to have a gun than to have one? Who taught the people that those that work for us are now become our employers rather than our employees? I mean, we need to think things through. Who taught them this? Folks, the fact of the matter is they are chanting what anti-gun dictators of the past would have them chant in your time and in your age. And again, you are being led through opposition to a gun debate without even having the facts. How is it that, folks, they're already talking about tearing the school down. Same thing they did with Sandy Hook. And again, keep in mind, a false flag doesn't mean people aren't killed. There could be someone inside of the school shooting these kids and walking out the other door, and then all of a sudden they have a patsy. Now, why is that, like, unbelievable concerning the things that we see today? It doesn't. It coincides with exactly what we see today. Finish that video off, Buggy. There's two more students, friends.
Trampling each other. Because they were like, hey, you hear that loud banging sound? We all thought it was like some kid joking on the stairwell because they're hollow. So you could just hit a stick and it sounds like it. But then we all were like, oh, this is real. So we all just started running. It was really...
Now, one student told me that the shooter was wearing a bulletproof vest and a helmet. Did you see that?
I saw some other kid. The other kid who came into the classroom, I think he was wearing some type of hand.
She saw some other kid.
I froze at that moment because you never know, because the gun is like pointed towards you and you don't know what to do. And you kind of just like pause and you're like, is this actually going to happen? But I felt like he was going after all the teachers because a bunch of teachers got shot. And then, but any of the kids who were in the way, they got shot.
What happened was the fire
She said, by the way, there was three shooters. That's what she said. But that's what she heard. Again, she didn't see anything. Keep in mind, folks, that this was the third drill, and they were told by the police that they were going to shoot off blanks during this time for the next drill. Okay? And with impeccable timing, here comes Nicholas Cruz out of nowhere. Had nothing to do with being a part of the school system. He was expelled. He just happens to walk into the school during the third drill with an AR-15. Oh, there it is right there. Just the weapon they want to get rid of. Just happens to be in his backpack. Now, I don't know about you, friends, but if you've ever seen an AR-15, I'd like to see you do that. But again, they want you to believe the unthinkable here, friends. But look at the impeccable timing. Here comes Nicholas Cruz during the third drill just out of nowhere. Listen to the next two students.
We had a drill today, so we're like, it's another drill. So we don't take it seriously. But then,
this is a brand new one.
From the other side of the school, we just see the whole school running out. We heard multiple, what you believe are multiple gunfires. Yeah.
Multiple.
And you said there was a drill today of some sort, and because of that, today was a normal fire drill. Normally, we just run every month, and we were just assuming it was that one. But then the second drill went off in my class, we just all assumed that it was a normal drill. But as we're walking out, we start hearing, like, pop shots, and no one seemed to be worried at all. People thought that it was just another, like, intense drill.
They told us about a drill before where they were going to be shooting blanks. So we heard the shots, like, hey, it's just that drill.
I actually was in the...
This girl was with Nicholas Cruz during the shooting, the alleged shooting that took place in the school. Again, keep in mind the impeccable timing of this kid to come in out of nowhere talking to a student during this alleged shooting when the cops just got done telling the students that the police want you to act like this is a real scenario, a real situation, and we're going to shoot off blanks. And then out of nowhere, here comes Nicholas Cruz just in time. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that when he was apprehended, he was just walking in a field. He was going between Walmart and a McDonald's, and they caught him, and just coincidentally, the press just happened to be there with the cops. I mean, folks, is this not the tail wagging the dog? Think, America.
I'm at the moment, and I came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and the principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired.
She heard.
Freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very... I don't know what the word I want to say is, but... he was trouble in middle school, so I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved.
But. Wow.
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
Maybe that's why they keep scrubbing in America. Folks, let's get beyond this being another shooter. What would happen if we actually obeyed the Lord and enforced the laws? How about the government comes in, rather than giving these shooters three squares a day, rehabilitation, and showing more mercy to the killers than the victims themselves, how about they begin to enforce the laws unto judgment and begin to string those up that want to dare the justice of God, Isaiah 26:9, and begin to set the message that we are not going to tolerate anybody shooting anybody in this country like we used to in this country. Wow. Good idea, Brad.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Playing some new audio from new students. It's becoming harder and harder to find. Folks, we need the videos concerning the school shooting. I was just sharing with you right before the break. Instead of after these school shootings, these kids laugh at the injustice system, because that's exactly what they do. That's why there's so many repeat offenders. You know, they live in a system where they're actually taught three strikes and you're out. Go ahead and commit three crimes, but if you do it a fourth time, you're done. See, what Americans are ignorant of is that the correctional institutions in this country make $64 billion a year off of slave labor. And isn't it interesting, instead of the American people and the American government doing what they swore that they would uphold to do concerning the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, when these crimes are committed, more compassion, false compassion and false mercy is shown to the criminal and the killer than the victims themselves. No. The way that you show mercy to a society is to take these kids or anybody else that wants to dare the justice of God's moral law, thou shalt not kill. And if you do, there's going to be a consequence, a life for a life. And we're not to pity them when we string them up on public television and begin to do what God told us to do. I'll tell you what, you're going to see, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness. So when they see the consequence, they're going to think about 50 times before they go out and pull a trigger shooting anybody. See, we didn't have these problems in our culture in the 70s or in the 80s, friends. And when you begin to see what these kids are feeding on, which I was hoping to get to today, but for the sake of just going with it, folks, you would throw your hands up in the air and say, you've got to be kidding. This is what parents are, they're paying for their children to get them off their backs. These are the games that they're playing, like Super Columbine Massacre. I mean, folks, you know what? 2 days now I wanted to get to this very topic. I need more time. Supreme Court's record advocating darkness. Because once you begin to understand what these kids are feeding on, you're going to understand why they're acting these things out. But I want to go back to the point that, friends, when a crime is committed, instead of the government enforcing the law against the criminal, they show compassion to them. See, one thing people need to remember is when a criminal commits a crime, let me say it this way, when an individual chooses to commit a crime, Deuteronomy 30:19, 1 John 3:4, Exodus 30, Exodus 20, forgive me. When a person chooses to commit a crime, you need to understand that right then and there, he lost his rights. He doesn't have any more rights. He gave them. He forfeited them because he violated that law. And we're in a system today where folks, when they're incarcerated, these kids are literally telling the judges what they can do with themselves, giving the judges the finger, laughing at the judges after they just shot up a school. Well, why don't you send the message, friends, that we're not going to tolerate crime, especially in a supposed and an alleged school shooting where we have the film. There's going to be no mistake that he was the one that was responsible for killing innocent people. Hang him. I mean, when I look at Scripture, friends, it says right here that innocent blood shall not be shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to, for an inheritance. And so blood be upon thee. Okay? But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him and rise up against him and smite him mortally that he dies, then the elders of that city shall send and fetch him thence and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that if a man go, that it may go well with you. See, but we don't do that anymore. And by the way, the ones that are trying to play the emotions of the American people on how much they care about the kids, let me reiterate the point, friends. These are the ones saying no more death penalty. These are the ones saying, no, let's rehabilitate them. These are the ones that are saying, let's go ahead and kill innocent babies in the womb. You need to understand who's trying to disarm you. And again, let me go back to the point that I made earlier. When you have high school students shouting out, no more guns, and not understanding the purpose of having a gun, you need to keep in mind, they have been taught by dictators. Because this is the shout of dictators. And oh, how anti-gun dictators of the past would have been proud. Folks, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You are the militia. You are the militia. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies to prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. Folks, do you realize that corruption in government and the media, do you realize that they are blaming every gun owner in America for the crime that just took place allegedly at Parkland High School? I mean, let's put that up against the crimes that the American people have allowed those that call themselves our representatives have committed on foreign lands to an innocent people. George Soros, folks, by the way, it was Sheriff Clark that just came out, sheriff out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who said George Soros' fingerprints are all over these debates. Of course they are. Of course they are. And you know that George Soros is an international criminal. And again, these are the ones that are trying to set the narrative. And it's astounding to me. The very atmosphere of firearms, said President George Washington. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. folks, I want you again to pay attention to the fact that the president has Secret Service armed to protect him. Congress have armed guards protecting them against we the people, mind you. Representatives, senators, courts, and the list goes on. Supposed celebrities are armed. They have bodyguards to protect them, folks. But these are the ones that are calling for you to be disarmed, you peasants, you. You first. All those that want to throw up their hands and say, okay, you can have my guns, you first. Because, America, you need to get to the point where you pull yourself completely out of this debate, because I want you to understand something. There isn't a lawful debate. There isn't. They want to steer your opinion through the mob, is what they want to do. Abraham Lincoln, I'm going to try to pull this up really quick. He said the way to win the opinion is to sway. If you want to change laws, then sway the people. And he's exactly right, and who would know better than that guy? But the fact of the matter is, public opinion is what's being worked here right now. And we need to understand the games that are being played. He said public sentiment is everything. He said, sway the people, you can change the laws. That's exactly why the media, and I want to tell you something, this censorship that's going on with Twitter, Facebook, and or YouTube, there is nothing lawful about this. There is not an attorney in this country that can tell me what they're doing is lawful. No, these are the people that are trying to stifle anybody that would speak out against corruption. And as I've shared with you in the past, and I say it again, friends, keep in mind, these are the ones that have been covering for conspirators for decades in this country. They have a history of covering for conspirators by demonizing, by attacking anybody that questions the narrative. There is no debate. America, and when you stand up and say, nope, there is no debate, you work for us, did you not see what the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights has to say, and what the First Amendment has to say, and by the way, all of your other rights are forfeited, forfeited, when you give up your right to bear arms. You have nothing to now hold your ground. Luke 11:21. Read it. Understand what's going on. But again, friends, I will stand corrected on many of my objections, whence I see the video. And again, keep in mind, false flags, where there's government conspiracy, a part of something that's taking place, like what we're seeing today at Parkland High School. If we can see the film, you show the rest of the world will shut up and say you were right. But we haven't received that. We haven't received a thing, but they've already got the American people falling and leading through opposition to the debate floor concerning the Second Amendment. Hey, folks, my rights aren't for sale. I just want to say, first and foremost, my rights aren't for sale. I'm not going to be talked out of what God gave to me, what men, hundreds of thousands, fought, bled, and died to give me. We're not for sale here. Love you by what we do. See ya.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.